You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Iceberg to Go, your daily dose of Pittsburgh Penguins news and analysis. You can find us on YouTube at Inside the Penguins or anywhere you get your podcasts from. Today, I just want to lay it out there. 10,000-foot view, what are the biggest needs for the Pittsburgh Penguins entering the 2024 offseason? It's going to be another pivotal one for Kyle Dubas. We'll have to see what he all needs on today's episode. But before we get into that, I'm going to give a quick call to action like I have for the last week and a half and like I will up until next Tuesday when we select the winner of a Jaromir Jagr bobblehead. We're doing a giveaway and there's two simple ways to enter. First and foremost, you could subscribe to us on Inside the Penguins on YouTube, screenshot that proof of subscription and post it under the pinned tweet at Iceberg Podcast on Twitter. Now, if you want a bonus entry, you can leave a 5-star review on one of Apple Podcasts or Spotify, and the same rules apply. Screenshot that proof of the 5-star review, post it under the pinned tweet, and you'll be entered for an opportunity at one of the infamous Jaromir Jagr bobbleheads. So we're doing that next Tuesday on the live stream on Inside the Penguins on YouTube, so make sure you tune into that as well. But let's get into the Penguins' biggest needs of this offseason. You look at a team that missed the postseason for the second consecutive season. The interesting thing about it is the team this year and the team last year that missed the playoffs are very different. Now, yes, they have the same core. Yes, there's a lot of the same supporting cast, guys like P.O. Joseph, guys like a Brian Rust. But there were a lot of changes. There was a lot of overhaul made by Kyle Dubas in his first offseason with the Pittsburgh Penguins. And there's a chance that we see that once again in 2024. But let's look simply at the four biggest needs in no particular order. I haven't arranged them yet. And in fact, after I say these four, let me know in the comments or let me know, you know, on YouTube, on Twitter. Let me know how you would arrange these from most important to least important need for the Penguins to address this offseason. But this is in no particular order. Let's start with middle six winger. I do think the Penguins need a bona fide middle six winger this offseason. You look at what they have on the roster currently. You have Brian Rust, Michael Bunting, Drew O'Connor, Rickard Rakell, and Riley Smith. That still leaves a top nine spot open. You can fill it, whether that's internally. You have guys like Valtteri Puustinen, Vasily Ponomarev that could potentially come up and fill that role. But I do think that they need an external addition to that top nine, especially into that middle six. Maybe not go out there and get a top line forward, a bona fide top line forward, because you're going to have to pay a lot of money for that. Maybe you look for a guy that's a third line, second line tweener to add to this group. And especially because you look at Rickard Rakell, you look at Riley Smith, and on the list that I have here, they both have asterisks next to their names. Why? Because there's a chance that they get traded. Both of them underperformed the season. Rickard Rakell scored 15 goals and dropped in points from 60 last year down to in the mid-30s this year. And Riley Smith has been well told his season with the Pittsburgh Penguins. Only 13 goals, his second lowest since the 2014-15 season. So there's a chance that there might be two top nine spots available going into the summer if the Penguins decide to trade one of Raquel or Riley Smith. And like I mentioned, you have some in-house options. Valtteri Puustinen played almost a half a season, or over a half a season, I should say, with the Penguins, and you would expect that his progression continues, and maybe next year that goal scoring makes the jump from the five he scored this year to maybe a 10 or a 15-time goal scorer next season. But again, I feel like they need another bona fide option in the middle six when it comes to one of their winger positions. I like Rust. I love Michael Bunting. I like Drew O'Connor. I think that he is somebody who you could feel confident in putting him in the top six. But at the same time, it's one of those scenarios where good teams have good players that can slot in those positions. Great teams can slot those players down a rung from where they are to put them in the perfect spot. Drew O'Connor, does he belong with Sidney Crosby? Does he fit with Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin? Yes, he does. Would the Penguins be better served to have somebody at or above that level in that position and Drew O'Connor playing on the third line? Yes, 100% the Penguins would be better off. So a middle six winger is certainly one of the needs that I'm looking for the Penguins. Speaking of forwards, there's another position that I think they need to take a serious consideration into looking at improving, and that is third line center. Now, don't get me wrong. I like everything that Lars Eller did as a third-line center for the Penguins this season. All 82 games he spent at third-line center, except for a handful where he had to go up to the wing because of injuries and certain players being out of the lineup. But I thought he was a very good third-line center. He brought a little bit of that offensive punch. He took care of a lot of the defensive zone responsibilities. He was great on the penalty kill. He dealt with just a myriad of different line mates throughout the entirety of the season and seemed to be the one consistent force in the Penguins' bottom six. But at the same time, goes back to what I was talking about with Drew O'Connor. The Penguins would be going from good to great in their bottom six if they can get somebody at or above the same level as a Lars Eller in there at third line center. They can bump him down to fourth line center. And what does that do? With Jeff Carter retiring, that allows you to finally be comfortable putting Nola Chari on the wing. You saw what it did for Jeff Carter. The offense was still there for Carter. He scored over 10 goals this season. If you can get that from Achari, and I understand Kyle Dubas gets defensive when people talk about Nola Chari's offense, but if you can get a little bit more offense out of Nola Chari with him on a line with a Lars Eller, maybe a Jonathan Gruden gets an opportunity for an extended role on the fourth line, the Penguins would be much better off and their bottom six would look much better. But again, that is with the caveat that you find somebody to fill that role on the third line. Two names that I look at on the free agent market this summer that just on a preliminary look stand out to me: Max Domi, somebody who was available last offseason, and I said his name a couple times last offseason. He ends up signing with the Toronto Maple Leafs for 1 year and $3 million. He's in their top six right now in the Stanley Cup playoffs, but he's a guy that if you put him in the bottom six, I think that he would be able to create a little bit of that chaos. He brings you a little bit of that grit, a little bit more of that net front antagonistic style of play. Matches well with Michael Bunting, matches well with maybe a Drew O'Connor if he can add that to his game a little bit more in the offseason. I like Max Domi as a potential option for third line center to bump down Lars Eller. And the other name on that list, Alex Wennberg, jumps out to me as well. Keep an eye on him with the New York Rangers right now in the Stanley Cup playoffs. But again, that's a preliminary look when I just scanned through and I said these two would fit in that role where they could bump down Eller, feel good about who's a third center, and feel really good about Eller as your fourth line center. And the other option that I'll give you here before I move on to one position on defense and one position obviously that we've talked about ad nauseum over just the past week is Drew O'Connor. O'Connor's played some center in his young career. He did it last year when he went to World Championships. Now he's not going to World Championships again this season. Maybe he can work on being that center, being that third line center for the Penguins, where he can carry a line himself. Now, again, he made tremendous strides this season. Both me and Nick Horwat from the Tip of the Iceberg gave him the breakout player of the year, and there was really no other second place that came close to Drew O'Connor this season. That would be another step, is him moving to center and taking over that responsibility. Now, do the Penguins have other options in-house? Ponomarev can play center. Sam Poulin can play center. But I do think that you need somebody bona fide there, especially with the timing of trying to win a cup next year again. And that comes into all of our discussions because that's where the Penguins are at. It's last dance every single season they're going into right now, and they need to operate as such. Do they have those options? Yes. But the good thing about a guy like Max Domi is, I just said it, he's playing in the top six with Toronto, and he's not playing center over Austin Matthews. He's playing the wing. So if you start with a Max Domi, and then you bring up a Poulin, and he proves that he's ready to go, or you bring up a Ponomarev, and he proves that he's ready to go, or say Braden Jaeger makes a tremendous jump and ends up joining the Penguins at the NHL level next season, again, that one's a little bit more far-fetched, but there's a possibility there, especially with Kyle Dubas looking to get younger as the team continues to try to make the transition while still vying for a Stanley Cup. If Braden Jaeger makes the jump and proves that he could be your third line center, you can move Max Domi to the wing. You can move Drew O'Connor the wing if he initially starts out there. Those are the three options that I'm looking at as of right now. Now, again, very early in the process, a calendar week ago today, there was still a game to be played for the Penguins in the 2023-24 season, but those initial options and that initial thought of third line center, that's where I stand on it. If you can get a Domi or a Wennberg, I would go that direction. That way you can start to maneuver and shift around your bottom six and try to bring it to be a little bit more consistent and a little bit more prone to scoring offense. I think that's the best way to put it, because last year we all know what the goal was, and it was top six offense, bottom six defense. That plan didn't work, and that plan needs to be adjusted moving forward.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let's talk about the third of four positions that I think are among the Penguins' biggest needs, left defense. Now, when you look at the left side of the defense for the Penguins, you have Marcus Pettersson up top. No doubt, no questions asked, Marcus Pettersson is there, and it's nice to have Marcus Pettersson there. Behind him, Ryan Graves, round two. A lot of people don't want to hear that. A lot of people want to hold out hope that the Penguins are going to cut bait. They're going to trade him. They're going to get rid of him. Somebody else is going to do the Pens a favor and take on that whole contract. I'm not telling you that there's not a chance. There's a chance that somebody, maybe the Utah Nameless, end up wanting a Ryan Graves or end up needing to meet the salary cap floor and they take on a Ryan Graves contract. But that's a lot of years to take on. That's a lot of money to take on for a guy that's coming off of the worst year of his professional career. It's going to be hard for them to move him. So I'm not telling you that there's not a chance. What I am telling you is it's highly unlikely, and I would be surprised if it happens. So you have Ryan Graves there running round two and hoping that he gets better in round two, year two with the Penguins. Who's your third guy? I don't think it can be P.O. Joseph. The Penguins were rumored to be looking to trade him off at the trade deadline this last season, and I don't think that you could run it back with P.O. Joseph, Ryan Graves, and Marcus Pettersson. I just don't. Now, John Ludvig, is that an option? Maybe as your seventh defenseman, but I think you need somebody else there, particularly somebody from outside of the organization that can come in, potentially play with Erik Karlsson and Chris Letang, if need be, if you run into the same issues of Ryan Graves struggling off the bat again in year two, you need somebody that you can trust to move up. Now, did they trust P.O. Joseph to move up? Yes. Did he perform well? I don't know if well would be the word I'd use. He was a stopgap. He held down the fort to a certain extent, and it was not an absolutely unmitigated disaster. Could he have been better? Yes. Do I think he's better than what he showed all year this year? Yeah, I think there's a little bit more gas in that tank, but I also think that he might need to go to a different place to unlock the remainder of his potential. I just don't think it's going to happen in Pittsburgh. So you need somebody from the outside. Who's the third guy on the left side? Because if you bring in somebody from the outside to be that third guy, but still have the possibility, make him a bigger body, make him somebody that is a defensive defenseman, no doubt, wants to stay at home, wants to be that hard-checking, front-of-the-net type of guy. You have that type of guy that you could potentially put up with EK or Letang, and if something happens, listen, it was only one game, but Ryan Graves didn't look awful with Jack St. Ivany before he got injured. He didn't look awful. In fact, that was one of the better games that he played all season long. Now it's one game, and Jack St. Ivany is still very young, and maybe they do go out and get somebody else to supplant St. Ivany and make him earn that role once again next season. But I do think that the Penguins need to go out and get another left shot defenseman to kind of buoy the possibility of Ryan Graves coming back and not taking the steps forward that Kyle Dubas and company hope for. The last one, and I don't know how much time I'm going to spend on this one because we're going to be talking about goaltenders all season long, is goaltender. They need another name in that group because as of right now, you have Tristan Jarry, you have Joel Blomqvist, you have Sergei Mereshev, unlikely to come over to North America and come anywhere near the NHL next season. Taylor Gauthier was great at the ECHL, but he's not going to make those couple of steps up. Same thing for Ludovic Weber, even though he's not on the roster, he needs to be re-signed. Alex Nedeljkovic needs to be re-signed. So as of right now, the Penguins obviously need to add another goaltender. It seems like it's a 1B as of this moment. That 1B could be Blomqvist, and you might need a number 3, but the Penguins are going to need to address the goaltending position. Now, could they trade Jarry? Again, same thing as Ryan Graves. Could they trade him? Yes. Is that contract going to make it harder to trade a Tristan Jarry? Also, yes. And I've seen a lot of people, whether it be in our comment section on Inside the Penguins or whether it be just on Twitter in general, a lot of people comparing the Penguins goaltending situation to the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback situation as they exited this past season. They had a starter that they thought was going to be the future. He gets injured where Jarry didn't really get injured. He got sick for those couple of games. The backup that nobody had very high expectations for, but he still has some potential. He still has some of that pedigree from being a high pick, having a pretty good start at one point or other for Mason Rudolph. That was in college. For Alex Nedeljkovic, it was his rookie season with the Carolina Hurricanes. Either way, they had some potential. They had some pedigree. They come in and they just take the job for the remainder of the season. And that team, Penguins or Steelers, looked better than they did the entire rest of the season under that backup than it did the future, quote unquote. So I can see why it's very similar. Now, do I think the Penguins could do the same thing as the Steelers and pull a complete reset? Not including a guy like Joel Blomqvist, could they say we're not going to bring back Alex Nedeljkovic? And could they also say at the same time, we're going to trade a Tristan Jarry? Yeah, they could do that. But I will say, there's not a lot of options on the open market for goaltender. So if they trade away Tristan Jarry, who are they bringing back? The one situation, similar to what I talked about with Domi, just the bird's eye view, the quick cursory glance over cap friendly and the upcoming free agents, Boston's going to be in another situation. Jeremy Swayman, once again, restricted free agent. Do they stick with him and Linus Ullmark, who they tried to trade at the deadline, but Ullmark put the kibosh to that, right? Used his no trade clause for what it's for. And he said, no, I'm staying in Boston. Do they try to move Ullmark again, or what do they do with that situation? So maybe you look towards Boston, you get one of those two guys and you move out Tristan Jarry, so you have either it's a Ullmark and Blomqvist duo, or you have a Swayman and Blomqvist duo. Who knows? Or maybe even a Swayman-Jarry duo where Swayman's the number one. But again, you're probably going to have to pay Swayman a good bit of money, so I don't think that one is likely. But again, that's cursory search. There's not a lot of names when it comes to 1A starting goaltenders that are going to be on the free market. You're probably going to have to swing at that point. Two trades, swing a trade for Jarry and swing a trade for whoever you're replacing him with. So the goaltending position is going to be one of a lot of intrigue this offseason for the Pittsburgh Penguins. So let's run through them again real quickly and let me know in the comments, how do you order these? Because I put them in no particular order for today's episode. Middle six winger, third line center, left shot defenseman, and a goaltender. As of right now, that's a 1B goaltender. Let me know your priority list for the Pittsburgh Penguins and general manager Kyle Dubas. But that's going to do it for this episode of Iceberg to Go. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Remember, you can find us on YouTube at Inside the Penguins or anywhere you get your podcasts from.